welcome to the Blindfold Chess Podcast.
This week, we are looking at the Hungarian chess player, commentator, and streamer, Anna Rudolph. She began playing chess at the age of 4 with her sister, Kata. The two of them had Laszlo Rudolph as a father who played competitive chess, reaching a peak rating of 2185. Laszlo is also a world champion of hexagonal chess. At the age of 9, Anna drew media attention by beating Grandmaster Lajos Portes in a simul. In 1999, Anna won the girls under 12 division of the International Youth Tournament and the under 12 Hungarian National Championship, while her sister won the under 10 division of both tournaments. That victory qualified Anna for the World Youth Championship, where Anna finished 9th out of 66. In 2003, Anna won the Hungarian National Championship in the under 16 division, finishing a point and a half ahead of second place. That victory again qualified her for the World Youth Championship, where she finished 4th, 1 point behind the winners. 2007 was a busy year for Anna. She won the under 20 Hungarian Junior Girls Championship, crossing the 2300 rating barrier with an 8 out of 9 score. She earned her first two women's Grandmaster norms at the European Individual Women's Chess Championship. Then in December, she had her best tournament performance at the Vendover Open, where she beat a Grandmaster and an International Master. Midway through the tournament, three Latvian players accused her of hiding a chess computer in her lip balm. The allegations were untrue, and Anna finished the tournament with a performance rating of 2541, earning her final women's grandmaster norm and her first international master norm. Now in the adult division, Anna won the Hungarian National Championship 3 different times in 2008, 10, and 11. She reached her peak rating in 2010 with a published rating of 2393, but for one tournament, she had an unpublished rating above 2400, where she picked up her final international master norm in 2015. At her peak, she was number 71 in the top 100 women players in the world. She has also represented Hungary on the Chess Olympiad in 2008 and 12, as well as the European Team Championship from 2009 to 2015. In 2016, Anna made a pivot and began to focus her efforts on streaming and broadcasting. She started her YouTube channel in 2016 and Twitch in 2018. She hasn't played in any tournaments since 2017, but she was named the Outstanding Athlete of the City in 2017 in her hometown of Batasik. And she was the official commentator of the 2018 World Championship between Carlsen and Caruana with her idol Judit Polgár. Her online following has only grown. Currently, she has over 200,000 subscribers on YouTube and over 275,000 followers on Twitch that tune in to her variety comment that she streams. This week, we are going to the 2001 Girls Under 14 European Championships. Anna Rudolph versus Marta Nestaro. Now, if we're ready, let's begin.
One, pawn to e4. Pawn to c5. 2, knight f3. Pawn to e6. 3, knight c3. Knight c6. 4, pawn to g3. Pawn to a6. 5, bishop g2. Queen c7. Six, kingside castle. Knight f6. Seven, pawn to d4. Pawn c captures d4. Eight, knight captures d4. Knight captures d4. Nine, queen captures d4. Bishop c5.
Once the queen on d4 moves, what piece will the black bishop on c5 be targeting? That would be the pawn on f2.
Ten, queen d1. Pawn to h6. Eleven, king h1. Pawn to d6. 12, pawn to f4. Kingside castle. 13, pawn to g4.
There are some chess words of wisdom that say, do not move the pawns in front of your king, since it weakens your king. But Anna has a plan here by playing pawn to g4. Can you see what it is?
Pawn to e5. Fourteen, pawn to f5. Pawn to b5. 15, pawn to g5. Pawn h captures g5. Sixteen, bishop captures g5.
This was the idea that Anna had when she threw a pawn storm at her opponent by playing f2 to f4, f4, f5, g2 to g4, g4 to g5. She was trying to create weaknesses in the black camp. So now, with a semi-open g file, a semi-open h file, how many white pieces can enter the attack? That would be five of them. The knight on c3 is going to come into play, the bishop on g5, the bishop on g2, the rook on f1, and the queen on d1 are all going to the surprise party around the black king.
Knight h7. Seventeen, knight d5. Queen d7. Eighteen, knight e7 check. King h8. 19, queen h5. Bishop b7. 20, rook f3.
What is the point of white playing rook f1 to f3? This is called a rook lift, where you're taking it from the first rank and you're trying to move it to a more effective location. In this case, Anna is going to swing the rook over from the F file to the H file.
Bishop captures e4. Queen captures h7 check. Black resigns.
Black resigned here as their only legal move is king captures h7, then Anna will swing the rook over from f3 to h3 for checkmate. Even without playing in tournaments for several years, Anna continues to be an excellent role model for chess. Her courses are great learning material, her other videos and streams are fun to watch, and then her general positive attitude continue to build on this great game. So that is all that we have for this week. Tune in next time where we will continue to work on our blindfold skills and look at another game of the Masters.